It is the wonderful time of year when we turn our thoughts to a story that happened a long time ago. This morning, you will hear the familiar nativity story told to you by those who were there when it happened. Those who found themselves in situations they never dreamed would happen to them, and yet they did. Four people from entirely different backgrounds that had one thing in common. They were visited by angels. The events surrounding the birth of a child who would change their lives and ours forever.
My name is Joseph. My part in this story is not very well documented, and yet you have probably heard of me. I am mentioned in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, but I am never quoted. None of my words were actually written down. However, Matthew and Luke will tell you a few interesting things about me. The rest of what you know about me is from legends, songs, and stories. When the story of the birth of Jesus begins, I am already an old man. I lived in the city called Nazareth and worked as a carpenter. I became engaged to a beautiful and much younger woman named Mary. I was told that she had never been married or with any other men. But after she went to stay with her cousin Elizabeth for several months, she came back home and I could tell that she was going to have a baby. I knew the baby was not my child, and this made me really angry. I wanted to end our engagement, but I decided that I didn't want to disgrace her. Instead, I planned to wait until the baby was born, and then I would divorce Mary. And then a pretty amazing thing happened. I had a visit from an angel. This angel told me to go ahead and take Mary as my wife, and not to be angry with her. The child that she was going to bring into the world was conceived of the Holy Spirit. The angel also told me that I should name the boy child Jesus, which means God is with us. We learned that a census was being taken, and I was ordered to return to the city of my birth to be counted. This meant that Mary and I would have to make a journey to Bethlehem very close to the time that her baby would be born. I had many things to think about while we traveled to Bethlehem, but mostly I worried about Mary. If all the angel said was true, I needed to keep Mary and her unborn child safe during this difficult trip. I did my best, and when Mary and I arrived at Bethlehem, we found the city packed with people. I needed to find a place for Mary to rest. Finally, we ended up staying in a stable. It wasn't exactly what I had planned, but at least we had a roof over our heads. I soon realized that we had far more important things to worry about. Mary was having her baby.
My name is Mary. Although I am quite young, God has asked me to do something very important. My story is filled with things that both frightened and amazed me, and yet through it all, I felt very blessed. In my time, it is very common for a woman as young as 14 to be betrothed or promised to men to be their wives. This is how I became engaged to Mary Joseph of Nazareth. He is much older than I am, but I believe he is a kind man and a hard-working man who will have enough money to support me. I have no say in who I will marry, so I accept this arrangement and begin making plans for my future. Then something very strange happens. An angel came to speak to me. He said his name was Gabriel and that God had chosen me to do something very special. Gabriel said that I was going to have a baby. I told him that that was impossible because I was not yet married to Joseph and that I hadn't been with any other men. Gabriel told me that my baby was the son of God. I prayed to God and said I would be God's servant, and I hoped all Gabriel said would be true. Even though I believed that something very special was happening to me, Joseph was not very happy when he found out that I was going to have a baby. God sent an angel to Joseph so that he would understand what was going on and to make sure that Joseph would stay with me. Then we found out that the emperor was taking account of all the people under his rule. This meant we had to go to Bethlehem because that's where Joseph was born. The trip wasn't going to be easy. Joseph was an old man, and I was very close to the time my baby should be born. I had a lot to think about while we traveled to Bethlehem. I know Joseph is still a little mad at me. I still can't get over the amazing conversation I had with the angel Gabriel. But most of all, I keep praying to God that I will be a good mother and that he will be able to keep this baby safe. When we reach the city of Bethlehem, I know that my time to give birth is very near. I told this to Joseph, and I felt kind of sorry for him. The city is full of people, mostly people like us, who are there to be counted. Joseph searched everywhere to find us a room. Even the homes of families and friends are too full to take in anymore. Finally, Joseph met a man who took pity on us and said we could stay in his stable because it was the only place he had to put us. I needed to rest for a while, so we made beds in the hay and missed the donkeys and oxen and other animals of the stable. It wasn't what we had planned, but at least we were out of the crush of people that was overloading Bethlehem. Soon it was time for me to have my baby. There, in an old stable, the Son of God was born. Joseph named him Jesus. I wrapped him in strips of clothes to keep him warm. The sounds of the cows and sheep are his lullabies. Now it is time for Joseph and me to get rest. It has been a frightening and yet amazing time for both of us. God has a plan for us, and we will do our best to follow his word.
I am a shepherd. I take care of sheep and make sure they stay healthy and safe. The sheep provide wool, which we use to make clothing and blankets. Sometimes shepherds need to take their flocks of sheep and move them to other pastures to make sure that they have enough to eat. This is a difficult job that takes us away from our homes for long periods of time. Usually, many shepherds will travel together to stay safe and help each other care for the sheep. It is also nice to have friends to spend time with. That is exactly what I was doing when an amazing thing happened to me. Some other shepherds and I had been sent out to move our sheep to better pastures. At the end of a long day, we made sure that all the sheep were accounted for and that none of them had been injured along the way. After our work was done and we had eaten a little supper, we spread out our bedrolls and planned on getting some much-needed rest. All of a sudden, we heard a tremendous sound. It was like nothing we had ever heard before. We opened our eyes. We saw a light as bright as day. We were frightened and confused. But then we heard a beautiful voice tell us not to be afraid. We realized that the light was coming from a huge group of angels. One angel came forward and said he had a very special message to tell us. The message was from God. The message was good news of great joy. The angel told us that there was a new king and that we were to go and worship him. Even though I was still a little scared, I told the angel how difficult that would be. I said that we were poor shepherds and we would never be allowed to enter the palace of a king. There would be guards who would turn us away. But the angel smiled and said that this king was very different. This king was the Son of God. This king was just a baby born to save us. The baby was not in a palace. He was in a stable in the city of Bethlehem. We were the first people told of this great event, and we needed to hurry to see this new king named Jesus. Well, a stable would be easy for us to enter. We spent most of our lives in stables. But then I asked the angel how we would ever find this city called Bethlehem. The angel pointed toward the dark night sky, and there we saw a wondrous sight. A star that shone brighter than any other star we had ever seen before sparkled in the night sky. The angel said that we should follow that star to Bethlehem because it was right above the stable where Jesus, his mother, and a man named Joseph would be born. After the angel left, we could hardly believe what had just happened to us. But there was the star, the one the angel said would guide us to the new king. And so we packed up our few belongings and hurried to Bethlehem. I had a lot to think about while we followed that star. Would we really find a king in a stable? Did the angel really talk to us to tell us this great news? Just as we were told, we found the stable, and there we saw the most beautiful sight. A young woman named Mary and an older man named Joseph were kneeling beside a wooden manger. Sleeping in this strange little bed was a baby. We knew then that all the angel had said was true, and we fell to our knees and worshipped the new king. We told Mary and Joseph everything that had happened to us, and we thanked God for this wonderful miracle. After a while, we returned to our flock of sheep, but we never forgot that night that we were visited by angels and became the first to see the newborn king.
Thank you. one of the magi, or wise men, from a country far to the east. The Gospel of Matthew will tell you how I became part of the story of the Nativity. Legends and stories passed down through time will describe the magi as kings. But this probably wasn't exactly true. Magi were educated men who most likely served kings in their courts. We were particularly good at charting the night skies and following the paths of stars. We were astronomers who helped mark the change of seasons to help those who planted and harvested crops. We also used the stars to confirm prophecies, and that is how I became part of this amazing story. We knew of a prophecy that told of a very bright star being the sign that the King of the Jews was born. While studying the night sky with the other astronomers, we noticed a very bright star and decided that this was the sign we had been waiting for. We packed a caravan of camels with plenty of supplies for the long journey. We also packed some very special items, so that if we did find the new king, we would be prepared to offer him gifts. We brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the traditional gifts given to royalty. When everything was ready, we began our journey. We started with a visit to the great King Herod, hoping that he and his advisors could tell us the name of the city where the new king was born. They told us Bethlehem. Herod told us to go there and then return to him with news of the new king. I had a lot to think about while we made our journey to Bethlehem. Was our prediction true? Did the strange star really mean that the King of the Jews was born? Was Herod being honest with us? We followed the star, and some will tell you it took us 12 days, and some will say it took us many months. But we finally reached the city of Bethlehem. There we found a humble stable. Inside the stable we found Mary and Joseph, and an infant child asleep in a manger. The child's name was Jesus. All of the prophecies had come true. I'm sure it looked strange when all of us, dressed in our fine clothes, bent to our knees and offered these poor, tired people the expensive gifts normally given to royalty. Before we left Bethlehem, another amazing thing happened. We had angels come to us in our dreams and warn us not to return to Herod. We were told that Herod was very worried that a new king would take his place, and that he would harm the child when he found out where he was. We told Joseph and Mary to be very careful and to keep Jesus safe from Herod. Then we began our journey back home, but we went a different way so that we would not have to stop and tell Herod what we had seen. Our visit to the little stable started a tradition that would last for many centuries. People give and receive gifts at Christmas time in honor of the first gifts given to Jesus by a group of wise astronomers.
Christmas season can seem very overwhelming at times to those of us who live in 2011. We get a little too wrapped up in shopping and baking, decorating and parties. But try to think about how overwhelmed Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the Magi must have felt. How awestruck they must have been to have angels speak to them and tell them about the part they would play in the birth of a king. This is why we have a Merry Christmas each and every December. A Merry Christmas doesn't come from tinsel and cookies. A Merry Christmas comes from the love that was born in a stable over 2,000 years ago. A love that you can keep in your heart all year long. Merry Christmas.